Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Linda Lang.
This is Linda Lang from ThoughtChange.com, and I have a special guest today, my former co-host, Michelle Aubin, who is currently hosting a soul coaching series. I was recently a guest on this series and we had great fun. So Michelle's come to join us today. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Linda. So great to be back and talking with you.
Soul coaching is an interesting term that you're using.
Yes. So this came about because it was a download. And I don't even know how to explain it, but I had this vision come to me of doing a workshop series for people to get in touch with their messages from their soul, their intuition, and their purpose. And I have clients in a group coaching program, and I just thought there's so much more I could help them with and other people can help them with. So I had this download of doing this free series for people and inviting guest presenters. And we've already had a few, and you were one of them, and it was such a fun time. I just enjoyed it, and I think all the participants enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a really lovely workshop where we were able to do a water healing and do some individual energy work as well. So when you talk about soul coaching, why would a soul need coaching?
Oh, that's a great question. So I hesitated to use the word soul because I personally don't use a lot of spiritual language with myself. And yet my insight in this whole process is that that's the focus of my everyday. And so I wasn't quite in alignment in my own coaching practice, if that makes any sense. And so this summer in doing these meditations and coming up with this idea, I had been doing some of these mini card readings for this card deck called Soul Coaching and some other card decks for some friends. And just kind of fun little 3-4 minute things. And one of the people said, "Oh, are you practicing this?" And I said, "No, this is what I do with my clients. I do soul coaching. I do intuitive readings." And I had never heard myself say that. And then here I was saying it out loud. So I use that as an example of how we can be mentally out of sync with our own truth. And I put myself in that bucket. I was witnessing myself say this thing that I was like, why am I saying this? You know, and I laugh about it because it's funny how we can do that. We can trick ourselves out of something. And after that experience with my friends, I was like, oh, I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna start doing it because it's so much fun. So I started incorporating these readings with my clients, and that's when I thought, wouldn't it be fun to do readings for other people? And to bring in other guests and sort of have this kind of vision that snowballed a little bit. But it's been fun every step of the way.
So let's just take a step back and talk a little bit about that alignment that you were missing. How did you know you weren't in alignment?
I did not know that I was out of alignment until I heard myself say to my friend, oh, this is what I do. This is what I do online. This is who I am. And I was like, what? Like, so when I said that, the truth is that I had been holding back from using the word soul or from using any word that was at all like spiritual. And I know you and I, that's the irony, is like you and I started this podcast about these topics, but somehow I felt like I didn't fully embrace who I was and what I was doing. Sometimes we hear ourselves say something, we realize then, oh, I didn't realize I was out of alignment. I mean, I don't know how it comes. It comes up in different ways for different people. So it might be like an experience of not fully stepping into something that we love to do. For me, that's what it was. I was holding back. I was like, why am I not telling everyone this is what I do because this is what I love?
I think for some people, misalignment, you can tell there's just a kind of a lack of congruency with your actions and what's inside of you, like what brings you joy or how you're thinking or feeling. And for some people, it's pretty obvious. And for other people, it's more subtle and they might not realize it until all of a sudden that light bulb goes on like it did for you.
Yeah. I do think that what your point is a really good one. Sometimes our misalignment can be a big gap. Like that would be somebody that's working in a field that they don't resonate with at all, or someone that is in a relationship that's toxic and they've known it's time to leave for 10 years, but they can't figure out how. So those are examples of big gaps that are maybe misalignment. I feel pretty aligned most of the time. So my misalignment was more subtle, which was, okay, I have this coaching business, but it's not soul coaching and it's not anything really esoteric, even though that's what I talk about every day with everyone. So it was more like my self-definition, my artificial self-definition, because who I really am is this person, and it always has been this person who's interested in these topics and in exploring this type of alignment. But somehow I had this idea of myself as like, well, I'm going to hold back from telling people what it really is. I don't know how to, it's subtle. It was subtle. It was more like my self-identity. And so when I was speaking with this friend of mine and I realized she didn't see me this way, even though I talk about it with her all the time too, that's when I realized, oh, there's a gap. Maybe I'm not presenting myself the way I really feel, even though I talk about this all the time with her. I can't not be who I am. You know, we can't not be who we are. And it was an awareness of how I love intuition and I love talking about alignment and spiritual topics. And somehow I didn't allow myself to fully dive in.
Do you think there was a part of you that maybe thought there wasn't a place for spirituality in business?
That is a kind of cultural idea that business is separate from spirituality. And if you are woo-woo, you have to keep that aside from real business. It's such a great point because I am so woo-woo. That's the idea of like business is corporate. I love that you brought this up, Linda, because part of the vision for the Soul Coaching Workshop is about helping people. That's what business does. That's what my motivation is with everything I do.
Absolutely. And so, Michelle, how did you get back into alignment?
When my friends left, and I was looking at what just happened there. And I was asking myself, what just happened? You know, what was that gap I witnessed between my identity and how I feel every day? And that question led to the download of, this is what you really want to do. You really want to provide opportunities for people to go deeper. And why aren't you doing it? What do you really want to do? How did I get back in alignment? I just asked myself, what would feel great to do in your business? What would feel fun? What would feel amazing?
So step number one is self-reflection.
Yeah.
Right? Which brings step number two, insight or awareness of being out of sync. And then also having that awareness of what the heart or the soul or your spirit, your inner self wants to express, and then take action.
Yeah. Maybe what you're getting at too is like the pivot point was, and this is maybe is for everyone, whatever issue in life we're dealing with, the pivot point was, what am I holding back from that would be really fun? Our souls want us to have fun and to enjoy our lives and to enjoy the people that we're with and to express ourselves. And I became aware that I wasn't fully expressing something that would be really awesome to do and to create. And when I look back at this workshop series and I go, wow, like with everyone that's participated in it, we created something out of nothing. And it's bigger than anything I could do on my own. And I look at it and I go, this is so great. You know, like that joy of creating and that joy of being part of something.
And don't you find when you step into alignment, it's kind of like all the ducks line up and you're in the flow, things just happen.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This was, I'm not going to say the word easy comes to mind, but there's a lot of work. There's a lot of administrative things and juggling of things. But when I reached out to people, people said, yes, I want to do this. I want to be part of this. And that fed me. And then all of the people that show up live to participate, like your workshop was a blast and you crammed in so much good stuff in there. I encourage everyone listening to this to go listen to your workshop because it was just so much in there. And the people that were there live contributed their energy too. And I feel that the people listening to the recordings contribute their energy. I'm always aware of everyone listening throughout time, whether they're present with us or present listening later. They're with us too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The intention of this soul coaching group is to help people find their own alignment.
Exactly.
Or perhaps take steps because, well, truthfully, for some people, that alignment gap is bigger. Sometimes we have to work through lessons and find that self-awareness so we can actually hear what our inner self wants to be, do, and have.
Yes. I mean, I feel my worldview is that everyone can get in touch with their own intuitive messages, but sometimes when we aren't used to hearing them or trusting them, we want other people to validate what we already know. And so when I pull a soul card for people that are in the workshops, let's say, usually they already know when I pull resonates. So it's not that I'm offering something that they don't have access to. It's just about trusting our messages. And again, I put myself in that bucket too, because there are times when I have something that I'm considering in my life and I go, well, I just want validation, or I want to see what other intuitive people say about this. Or, you know, I've attended people's workshops and it helps me trust myself more. That's the goal, is to help people trust themselves more.
Sometimes we do need a little confirmation.
Yeah. Yeah. And my secondary goal, as I was talking, I realized my other goal is to have fun in the process. That when we feel like, oh, there's a problem I have in my life that needs solving, to switch it up and say, well, what would happen if I don't identify this as a problem, but as a puzzle or as something. Pulling a card is fun, and I wanted it to have that feeling for people of, you get to have fun in this. As we get in touch with our soul, we can have fun, right?
Absolutely.
Offering to pull the cards for people was fun for me. I've never done public readings, and so that's a stretch to be doing, like, okay, everyone that shows up, I'll pull a card for them if they want one.
Michelle, why don't you pick a card for me today?
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't plan that, but that's fun. So what would you like to focus on?
If our topic is finding soul alignment,
okay,
let's expand it out a little bit more and include the listeners.
I like that. Okay. So the thing about the cards is, just for people listening, whenever you're using an oracle card or any kind of method to get in touch with your intuition, sometimes you want to ask a yes or no question, and sometimes you want to ask more. Like, I don't find it helpful to say, what should I do about XYZ? Or what action should I take? I don't always find that to be helpful. But questions about what will help me become more empowered in this particular area, I do find helpful. And this deck is really great. There are images and there are words that are explicit, but the images allow for some interpretation, which I like. So if we frame it as what will help in general with getting aligned with our soul purpose, and I'm just kind of feeling the cards. So, so the card has a word and an image and a phrase, but I always interpret it too. And I interpret it using my first reaction. And then sometimes as I speak, I get more stuff to say. So the card, I'm telling you my process because maybe that's helpful to people about using your intuition. And so the card that came up was called Beginnings. And there's a tree with leaves and a cycle. I look at that as a cycle. The leaves are going in a circle. I cherish all the cycles in my life is the phrase. Okay, so my first reaction when I pulled this card was the idea of beginner mind, which is kind of like an Eastern philosophy, looking at things with new eyes, beginner mind, and not bringing our assumptions and our training and our programming to a situation. When I pulled that, that was the first react, oh, beginner mind. Even though it doesn't say that, that's what I got. Okay.
We have a similar thing in my HUNA training. Most of the students have had numerous other trainings, whether professional or other mystical esoteric trainings, and we leave it all at the door so we can be fully present. And then afterwards, we can find a way to marry the things together.
Yeah, and in my own story that I shared earlier about noticing this gap in my own experience, the way this would be applied would be that I had some ideas about business that were not useful, and to release those allowed me to view myself and my business with beginner mind, which is like new eyes, which is, it's kind of like cleaning off your windshield. Got to clear that off. So it's funny how we're going down at this tangent, but that's how intuition is. It's all about following the tangent of clearing off our perceptions, helps us get in touch with our soul. And our soul is always there talking to us. And when people say, well, I want to hear the messages of my soul and I don't know how to do it, clearing that perception helps.
And paying attention in the moment.
Yeah. paying attention. Do you get any other ideas, Linda, from this card?
Well, when I look at it, it's like there's a sun around the tree in the center of the image. So it's like that soul is already shining.
I love that because I did not notice that, but that is awesome. There's like aura of the tree or the sun of the tree. That's cool. Now, when I see this, I also see that the leaves go in a circle and it's like the cycle of life of a tree or of leaves, new growth, maturing, falling off the tree is all part of the cycle. And the phrase on here says, I cherish all the cycles of my life. So I would apply that to the question of maybe at different times in our life, honoring where we are helps us get in alignment with our soul's message.
That's exactly what I got, Michelle, that if we can cherish our life, we'll automatically have more alignment.
Yes, and when I think about it in terms of cycles, whatever cycle we're in, it's important not to compare ourselves to a previous cycle in life.
Or to anyone else's journey either.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot in this little card, right?
Absolutely.
I find it interesting that we had a similar interpretation. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to do this.
It was great fun having you on the podcast today, Michelle. I hope you come back and visit us again sometime in the future.
Anytime, Linda. I had a blast. And I like that we found a way to incorporate these cards because it gets me in the flow. And that's where the ideas come from, the soul. Get in the flow, get out of the mental sort of logic. Logic has a place when I want to balance my checkbook and I want to, you know, do my schedule, make sure everything fits my schedule. But when we want to get in touch with these other messages, I like these fun tools. So it was really fun sharing that with you, Linda, today.
Now, in the show notes, I will put a link to the soul coaching series. So if people are interested, you can go ahead and sign up. You'll have access to all of the replays and any gifts that any of the guests are offering. And this is going to go on for some time. Is that correct?
We're in the middle of season one right now. So there are three or four more people scheduled in the next month or two that will come and do workshops. It will be ongoing. And like you said, the minute people sign up, they get that whole list of gifts from the previous presenters. It's all there.
Perfect. Now, would you like to share any other contact information?
I'm on Facebook if people want to reach out to me. I am on Teach and Coach Online is my Facebook page. I'm currently building my website, so don't have that yet. But MichelleAubin.com will be my website.
Thank you again, Michelle. Come and visit me at thoughtchange.com and pick up your free copy of Learning to Listen. It'll give you 8 easy tips on how you can start tuning into that inner wisdom, that innate sense of yourself that Michelle and I have been talking about today. Thanks for listening to this episode of Exploring the Mystical Side of Life. You'll find this podcast on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor.fm, and new on Podcoin. We hope you enjoyed this program, and please feel free to check out some of our other episodes. Bye for now.